You could be forgiven if you're skeptical about the claims of an expedition team that just got back from Papua New Guinea. After all, those claims sound pretty far-fetched. They include the discovery of a camouflaged gecko, a fanged frog, a fish that makes grunting noises, and a giant rat, all of them never known by biologists to have existed. But leave your skepticism at the door. These guys have proof. They filmed their expedition for a BBC TV program called Lost Land of the Volcano. The team leader was Professor George McGavin of the Oxford University Museum of Natural History. So, George McGavin, how many new species did you find?
Well, it's hard to be absolutely sure, because obviously with the small stuff, with the insects and the spiders, they are so small, they will require careful looking at. But what's really interesting is it's the large things, that, like a giant rat, which is 32 inches long. Like we found 16 new species of frog, for heaven's sake. You know, three species of fish at least, possibly one new bat. And that's not to say anything about the orchids and things. I mean, this is a very rich area indeed. And it's almost hard to believe that an area of the Earth's surface hasn't been properly explored, but it hasn't.
Right. Well, let's talk about that area, and then we'll talk about some of the details of these creatures you discovered. This is in a volcano. How did you know about this volcano, and how did you get inside?
Well, this is actually our third outing. We filmed a series in Borneo, in Guyana, and we try to pick areas which are A, remote, hard to reach, and which have sort of interesting features. And the thing with this particular place is it's a very large volcano indeed, which was active about 250,000 years ago. Okay, so in that time, it's now quiet, of course, extinct, and it's become covered with forest. And in there, of course, are all these animals. Now, the reason that they're there and the reason that they seem to be quite unafraid of humans is that there's not much hunting there. Although there are humans there, you know, if you're a hunter, you don't really want to go right up to the top of this volcanic rim and then go down inside and then have to carry all your things out again. So basically, it's been pretty much untouched for a very long time.
So it's a pristine place. That means nothing comes out and nothing goes in.
I mean, of the places we've seen, it's about as pristine as you can get, I would say.
Apparently, the local Kasua tribe, a lot of them acted as trackers for this expedition. They live outside this crater. They don't actually go inside themselves. Are there any cultural taboos that were preventing you from going into the crater?
No. I mean, they were happy that we were in there. And the reason that they don't hunt there isn't because of some spiritual taboo. It's just that, you know, if you can easily find what you need elsewhere without having to walk for 3 days, you know, up a,
right,
up a volcano and into it, you know, you don't do that. And that was seen in the way the animals were. I mean, this giant rat, which is a very attractive animal, I have to say, it's got silvery grey fur. It was very laid back. It was very chilled.
And yeah,
it would just sit there.
Tell us about finding this rat. I mean, you're...
Oh, well, Nancy, I can't claim to have been in the team that actually found the rat, because we had to split into two groups. Chris Helgen, who is the expert on that sort of animal, he was in the crater with half the team, and it was in here that they found this pretty amazing animal.
There is a video of it that our listeners can come and see online,
yeah,
at theworld.org, but in it, it's,
yeah,
pretty striking, because you literally just stumble upon it.
Yes, I mean, I've watched the film a few times, and it is quite amazing. You know, it showed hardly any fear at all. Now, here we are at a time when these habitats are hugely under threat. And in fact, there are extraction operations of wood and timber only 20 miles from where we filmed. And the forest is being cut down at an alarming rate. And these are habitats which now only cover under 6% of the land surface area, but yet they contain as much as 80% of all the species of animals and plants on Earth. And if we're going to avoid the worst effects of global climate change, we have just got to keep this forest intact.
For a scientist, describe for us the emotion of climbing into a crater that's never been explored, and then, you know, the icing on the cake, to find numerous species of animals that have never been seen or identified.
It's a huge thrill, and that's part of the reason that we film these expeditions, is because we want to share it with an audience. And I have to say, after I come home, ordinary home things seem a bit dull, really.
That was Professor George McGavin of the Oxford University Museum of Natural History. Well, if you want to see something that's not dull, we've got video of that giant woolly rat and some pictures of other creatures George McGavin found on Mount Basavi in Papua New Guinea at theworld.org.